Today's Shir Masechta Yevamos is Daf Samach Daled. We will begin in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the last words on the Amud. Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Uvenu Chayoyma, Shuvah Hashem, Rivavais, Alfei Yisrael. Melamed, says the Gemara from here, we learn She'en Shechina Shaira. We don't have the Shechina ever in a place, Apachas Mishnei Alof Mishnei Rivavais Yisrael. Less than 22,000 Jews. Because Alofim, the minimum of Alofim is 2,000, and Rivavais is 2 times 10,000, the equivalent of 10,000 Jews. Haresha Yisrael, so says the Gemara, Haresha Yisrael, Shnei Alofim, Shnei Rivavais, Chosa Echad. So you have 22,000 Jews, missing one Jew, and one Jew, Loyosik Bapur Rivia, did not have children. Lanim Tzazeb, this person who did not have children, Goyrim, it's because of him, the Shechina Shetestalk Misrael, that we don't have the Shechina. Because every Jew, and of course the lesson of this Gemara is that every Jew is so important. The Maral explains what is the significance of the number 22,000. So it says that the Torah is written with the Alabes. And Alabes is made up of 22 letters. Every one of the Jews, every Jew represents every letter of the Torah. That's what makes us so special, is our connection to the Torah. And if the Torah is not complete, then we can't have Klal Yisrael. Says the Maral further. But what is the connection between Torah and the Shechina and the number of Jews? So he says, when we think about Torah, we're supposed to obviously think that the Torah is Nitzchias, that the Torah is here forever. So when we think about the Torah being forever, and we think about Klal Yisrael being forever, so that's the representation and the connection between Klal Yisrael and the Torah. Klal Yisrael is Nitzchias, the Torah is Nitzchias, and every Jew contributes to that Nitzchias. Every Jew contributes to that eternity that Klal Yisrael represents. Amar Chana Mishin Rabbi Elazar. Not only, as we just learned, if somebody doesn't have children, he causes that the Shechina should not be here, but actually he's Chayiv Misa. Shenema, the Pasuk says, regarding Nadav and Aviu, V'yomus Nadav Aviu l'fnei Hashem b'krivim Ezar l'fnei Hashem b'midbar Sinai, Ubanim lo yalehem. And the question, of course, is why is it important to mention that they had no children? It says the Gemara, if they would have had children, lo mesu, they wouldn't have died. And as the Sephora explains, a person's existence is connected to his children. And if they would have had those children, that would have brought them that they should have been able to live. The Maral takes a different approach. He says, again, very much with the approach that he's taking to this Gemara. He says that a person who has children lives on forever. And therefore, somebody who doesn't have children, somebody who doesn't get married and attempt to have children, is separating, says the Maral, is separating himself from that Nitzchis. And for the Shechina to exist, and for us to be able to live, we have to be connecting ourselves to Nitzchias. Maral goes on to say, when somebody has children, he's demonstrating that he's not only living for himself, he's demonstrating that he lives for others as well. Parents are, of course, most occupied with bringing up the children. And somebody who lives for someone else, then he's part of Klal Yisrael. And just like Klal Yisrael is here forever, he will remain forever. But if he doesn't have children, and he doesn't demonstrate that he's living for others, so then he will not have that schus to live. And in fact, the Mefarshim quote the Gemara we just learned the other day, that Ammon and Moav, two arch enemies of Klal Yisrael, were able to survive and continue to exist. And the reason they were able to survive and continue to exist is because they prayed this tivus, because we're two great people that were coming out of them. We see from here again that our existence is for what others, our existence for our children. And therefore, if they can't, and if they don't, and if we don't have that, then our existence comes into question. It says the Mishnah, Nasi Isha, if somebody married a woman, Vishah Esa Shonim, and Yishah Ima, he waited with her for 10 years, Vilayolda, and she doesn't have children, Ein Rishoy Levatel. He has the obligation of the Mitzvah Pura Rivia, and he has to divorce her in order to get married to another one. So the Rashba points out that our Mishnah says the words Vilayolda, meaning, says the Rashba, that as soon as she has children, even if she only had one child, which as we've been learning in our sugyas, you don't fulfill the mitzvah per rivia by just having one child. But according to the Rashba, then if they even had just one child, they're allowed to stay married. The Rivash disagrees. He says that if there was only one child and it becomes clear that she cannot have children anymore, and as we've learned, the Chiyah of Pir Rivia is, according to Beis Shammai, two boys, according to Beis Hillel, a boy and a girl. And therefore, he says, you should get divorced in order that you should be able to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Pir Rivia. And therefore, as Rashi explains, you have to do whatever it takes to get another wife to fill the Mitzvah. And the Ritva says, we even force the person to get divorced because he should be able to fulfill the mitzvah per rivia. Girsha, so now this woman married another man, got divorced. Is she allowed to marry another man? Maybe she can't have children. The halacha is mataris l'acher. She can marry another man. For we assume it isn't because she's unable to have children. Rather, what we say is that this couple, she and this husband, were unable to have children together, but she could have children elsewhere. And Pila and Rishal Hasheni, and now the second husband could remain with her. Lishus Ima Eshashonim could remain with her for 10 years. Vim Pila, but if she miscarriage, Eshashonim Pila, you count from the 10 years from when she miscarried. Says the Yerushalmi, if they had children and they died, we count 10 years from when the children died. That's the opinion that the Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that you count the 10 years from the last time she had a child. The Karen Oira differentiates, and he says it depends. If they were Mekayim already, Mitzvah Pura Rivia, then they don't have to recount from when the children died. If, however, this is a person who has not fulfilled the Mitzvah Pura Rivia, so then we don't count the 10 years from when he had the last child. Says the Gemara, Tarabonim, Nasi Isha, somebody married a wife, Vishayma Eseshanim, and they were together for 10 years, for La Yolda, and she did not have any children. Yoitzi, she should divorce her. For Yitel Ksuba, he has to pay out the Ksuba. Shema, because now the question is, if it's her fault that they did not have children, maybe he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. He's divorcing her because it's her fault. Teaches us the Gemara, it may be her fault. Shema lo zocha libanus mimana. It may be his fault. And because it may be his fault, she doesn't deserve to lose a ksuba. I saw a very powerful vart from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said there was once a couple who didn't have children for many years. And the husband was anxious to fulfill the mitzvah puravu, and it wasn't 10 years yet, and he wanted to divorce his wife, and they came to ask the Chazon Ish, should they get divorced? He says, the Chazon Ish said, just like of course the husband's intentions are very honorable, and the husband is anxious to have children to be mekayim the mitzvah puravu, but said the Chazon Ish, at the same time we have to think about the wife We have to think about her feelings. And if by waiting and if by divorcing before giving her the opportunity of the 10 years, it'll cause her terrible pain. And that's why he said, if Chazal, as we're learning in the Mishnah and the Gemara, said that we have to wait 10 years, it's 10 years and not before, unless, of course, it's by mutual consent. So as we just said, the reason we have to give the pay out the ksuba is because it may be his fault, but also may be her fault. And therefore, the Mefarshim asked the question, why do we say, Hamotzim Chaveroi Olav Haraya? Say the Rishonim in Pshat, because she, as we learned and will continue learning, is not obligated in the mitzvah Puravu. He's the one, the husband, is the one that's obligated in the mitzvah Puravu. So if they did not have children, it seems that it's her fault, it's his fault, not her fault, because he didn't have the opportunity to fulfill his mitzvah, and we can't put the blame on her. That's why she's entitled to the ksuba. The Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch is in Evan Ezra Simon Kuf Nun Dalet. Nos Isha Shasim Aisha Shanim Vla Yolda. If there was a couple that got married and they're married for 10 years and didn't have children, Yoytzi V'yitin Ksuba, he should divorce her and pay out the Ksuba. A Yisa Isha Haruyla, or he should marry another wife. In those times, you could have more wives who can have children. V'mloi, says the Shulchan Aruch, if Loi Rotzi refuses to get divorced, we force them to get divorced at Kaifanai Sai Chiyotzi. But says the Ramah, Bizman Azeh, the Ramah already cites, Bizman Azeh ain't Noigan Lok of Klal. Bizman Azeh, that we don't force this, and if a couple didn't have children, they don't want to get divorced, we don't demand that they do. Says the Gemara, even though we don't have an explicit proof that so is the halacha, zeichel dover. There's a zeicher that after 10 years, you have to do something if you didn't have children. Because the pasuk says, the tikach sarei eshes Avram, as hager hamitzvus shivchasai, mekeitz es shanim l'sheves ba'avram beretz Kanan. They waited 10 years. The Torah points out that it was only after 10 years he married Hagar, not before. Lalamdacha, furthermore, says the Gemara, She'en yeshivas chutz l'aretz, we don't count the time of chutz l'aretz, oilam in a minyan. Because as the pasuk says, we only after they went at the Yisrael did he marry Hagar after 10 years. Ritva says that this Gemara should not be taken literally. And he says that the halacha, that one should separate after 10 years, he says is not dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Because it explains the Ritva, the obligation of Purur Revu is not a mitzvah tluy baritz. It's not a mitzvah that's connected to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, explains the Ritva, the 10 years don't count. So, explains the Rosh, Avram Avinu was the exception. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha L'Eretz Ashereka. So because Avram Avinu was unique, that's why the halacha was that we only started counting from when he was Netz Yisrael. Other people are different. But the Panim Yafos takes a different approach. And the Panim Yafos approach is that this halacha of 10 years is strictly in Chutz L'Eretz. It's strictly in Netz Yisrael. Because he quotes what Chazal teaches us, "Kol Adar Be'etz Yisrael, whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael, Dovim Mekamish Yesh Lo Yalakab, is compared to an individual who has a God. However, Adar Be'Chutz La'aretz, somebody who lives in Chutz La'aretz, is Kamish She'ein Lo Yalakab. Because he explains that Eretz Yisrael is under the direct supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz, that the pasuk says, Eretz Asher Hashem Alekech Haba. Whereas Chutz La'aretz is under the control of the Mazalus. So therefore explains the Panim Yafos, because Eretz Yisrael has this very unique attribute that it's under the direct control of Hashem, so the person who didn't have children in Chutz La'aretz, there may be other reasons that prevented them from having children. Only in Eretz Yisrael is that a factor. Only in Eretz Yisrael is that a factor that should be taken into consideration. Says the Gemara, Lefikach chala hu ashechal sehi. So says the Gemara, if he or she were sick, or they were in prison. So that's why they didn't have children, because they couldn't have relations. They're not counted. It says that Tosefta includes other situations. He says if the husband was overseas, or the husband was an old man, all of these reasons are reasons not to take those years into consideration. And says the Rosh, not only if the person was sick, that to the degree that it was impossible, difficult for him to have relations with his wife, do we not count those years? That's obvious. But says the Rosh, that even if they were able to have relations during those years, but still, the husband was sick, or the wife was sick, so we don't know, he explains, what illness to cause in any situation. And even though the illness doesn't seem to be affecting their ability to have children, it may be something that prevents them from having children. And therefore, if those years where he or she or both of them were not well are not taken into consideration. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. But ask Slava to Rav Nachman, why are we learning from Avram Avinu and saying the count is 10 years, Leilach Mitzchak? Why don't we learn from Yitzchak? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vehi Yitzchak Barbarim Shana Bekachtas Rivka. Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka. The Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, Dav Yitzchak Ben Shishim Shana Beledes Oysam. Yitzchak was 60 years old when Yaakov and Esav were born. So we see that Yitzchak waited 20 years. Amalei Yitzchak Akar Haya. Yitzchak knew that he was an Akar, and since Yitzchak knew he was an Akar, he knew that things are very different from him. But Taisus asked the question, why doesn't the Gemara say that we can't learn from Yitzchak, that because Yitzchak married Rivka when she was 3 years old? And as we've been learning, when a girl is a ketana, we learned this a number of times in our Masechta, that when a girl is a ketana, she can't have children. So even though they waited 20 years, the first 10 years of the marriage, Rivka was still a ketana. And since during those first 10 years, Rivka was still a ketana, we only really waited 10 years. So Taisu says, that Rivka was 3 years old when she got married is not everybody's opinion. And our Gemara is following the opinion that Rivka was already a Nara. Rivka was already 12 years old when they got married. Another Taisu suggests is that even though we learned in our Masechta more than once that Ketanos cannot have children, says Taisus, in the time of the Avos, even Ketanos could have children. The Ian Yaakov points out that the Gemara just says, Yitzchak Okar Hoyo. Yitzchak was an individual who could not have children. But the Pasuk also says, Ki Akara Hi, that she was an Akara. So why is the Gemara focused on Yitzchak and not on Yaakov? So he says that Yitzchak waited till he was 40 years old, and then he davened on behalf of Rivka. And there's a tremendous lesson here. And the lesson here is that Hamspala Chaveroi, somebody davens on behalf of somebody else, V'hu tzorich lo yisodav, and he needs it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears his tefillah. So what the Ein Yaakov is saying is, as we're going to learn now in our Gemara, how Yitzchak's tefillah was answered more than Rivka's tefillah. And he says, the reason Yitzchak's tefillah was answered is because Yitzchak was davening for Rivka. And that's why Ki Akari Hi. Says the Gemara, if we're saying that when an individual is an Akar, when we're saying an individual is a person who can't have children, everything is different, so why did we bring a raya from Avram Avinu? Yehachi, Avram Nami Akar Haya. Avram Avinu was also an Akar. Says the Gemara, Humi Baile, says the Gemara, the reason we can't learn from Yitzchak, because the Pasuk teaches us by Yitzchak, the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Mibayle, Chav Chibar Abba, Dara Chibar Abba, Amrab Yochanan, Lama Nim Shilu Shnois of Shishmal. Why does the Torah
have to mention how many years Yishmael lived. As the Pasuk says, Ve'el shnei chai Yishmael ma'ashana shloshim shana v'shevim shana. K'dei liyachs ben shnoisav sh'yakov. To teach us how long Yaakov lived. So all these psukim, explains the Gemara, are not really here to teach us lessons regarding having children. It's lessons to teach us that Yaakov was in the yeshiva Beis Shem Ve'ever for 14 years. And for those 14 years, he didn't do the mitzvah kibbutz of Aim. But he wasn't punished for those 14 years. He's punished for all the other years, for the time that he was learning Torah. So the Rishonim asked the question that we know the Pasuk says that Yishmael, at the end of his life, did do tshuva. So if he did tshuva, that's why his years are mentioned. So the Mashab answers that even if he did tshuva, the Pasuk doesn't teach us the years of a person. Even if he did tshuva at the end, that isn't a good enough reason why the Torah should mention his years. There must be a lesson. Well, as the Gra goes on to say, the Gra says that we know the Pasuk says by Sari Meinu, V'yuchai Sar Mei Shonim V'Esrim Shonim V'Shevim Shonim, and Rashi says that Bas Mei K'Bas Esrim K'Lechait and Bas, etc. Says the Gra, so when the Torah mentions the years of a person, it's not just to tell us how old a person is. It's to teach us a lesson. So from Yishmael, there's nothing to learn by mentioning his years. Why, therefore, asked the Gemara, did the Torah feel the need to tell us Yishmael's life? To tell us that Yaakov Avinu was in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever, and that's what the lesson of this pasuk is. Amar of Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu Akar Haya. Yitzchak Avinu was a person who was unable to have children. Shneimar v'yeta Yitzchak l'Hashem l'nochach eshta kekarihi. Says the Gemara al ishtay le'nemar. It doesn't say al ishtay yidavin for his wife l'nochach. What does the pasuk say? Noichach. Noichach seems to indicate that they were both in the same category. Melamed sheshneim akurim haya. Yehocha. So if that's the case that they were both akurim and they both needed the tefillah to help, that Hashem should help them have children. So then, why does the pasuk say v'yesa loy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his tefillah? V'yesa lohem mibayalei. Answers the Gemara l'fish ena doy mitfilat tzadik ben tzadik l'tfilat tzadik ben rosha. Yitzchak was a tzadik ben tzadik. He was a tzadik she was a tzadik ben rosha, and the pasuk is teaching us that that's why his tefillah was more significant. Of course, the Mefarshim point out that is that always the case, that we're better off taking the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik versus a tzaddik ben rasha? There's a strong argument that can be made that a tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha is more valuable because this person turned himself around and even though he comes from Rishayim, became a tzaddik. So the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Nun Gimel Sif Katan Yud Gimel quotes the Achronim that say Toiv l'hada achashatz. One should look for shliach tzibur tzadik ben tzadik. Kein adam tefila tzadik ben tzadik l'tefila tzadik ben rosham. On then he quotes that the Rosh says that yichus is not a factor in choosing a bal tefila. Says the Gemara. Yichus is not a fact, says the Mishnah Berurah. What that means is you don't have to be a tzaddik ben tzaddik, but to have a tzaddik ben rosha, that is something inappropriate. So some explain that this halacha is only in the situation that we're speaking in our Gemara. Our Gemara, we're speaking about davening to have children. So since we're talking about davening who having children, and children will typically follow the ways of their forefathers. So that's why the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is more valuable, is more significant than the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rosha, because we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us have children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for people who are going to have children that Hashem wants to see such children in the world. But when it comes to other situations where that isn't the consideration, where a person is davening, as we're all supposed to daven all the time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of our needs, there the factor of yichus is not as significant, and there you don't have to necessarily look for tzaddik ben tzaddik. Even a tzaddik ben rosh could be about tefillah. And in fact, as we said a moment ago, it may be something valuable because this person turned his life around by being a bat tshuva. Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, Nei ma hoya v'seinu akurim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that our forefathers should be people that can't have children? Says the Gemara, Nei shakadosh baruch hu mis'ava l'tfilosin shal tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants these tefillos. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants these tefillos, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that they should have to daven. Says the Sefer Tferes Uziel. He quotes the Mizritcha Magid. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, we say it all the time in Ashrei, Ritzoyim Yirei of Yaseh V'Shavosam Yishme V'Yoshiyem. So the question is, if Ritzoyim Yirei of Yaseh, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what the Tzaddikim want, so then V'Shavosam Yishme V'Yoshiyem, why is it necessary for them to cry out? He's doing what they want. So the answer is that really, Ritzoyim Yirei of Yaseh, it is the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do whatever the tzaddikim want. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're learning in our Gemara, as Shavasam, Yishma V'yoshiyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants their Shavasam. He wants to hear their tefillah. And because he wants to hear their tefillah, he does not immediately return Yirei of Yaseh. He does not immediately do what they ask for. I saw Reb Nosson Vachtfeigel says a different pshat, a very, very powerful pshat. He says that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give people, particularly tzaddikim, children immediately. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes the value of an individual who is born through tefillah. The value of that individual cannot be measured. So therefore, even though the person should maybe have had children right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that they should daven. And that the child that's produced through the tefillah has a different is in a different category altogether. Why did the tefillah of tzaddikim compared to a pitchfork to tell us the pitchfork turns over the straw? So too to the power of the tefillah of tzaddikim that a ma'apeches midosiv shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could turn over HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas rachmanis midas rachzanis midas rachmanis. The tefillah that we have has the ability to turn HaKadosh Baruch Hu from tefillahs from midas hadin to midas rachman. So I saw, what is this marshal coming to teach us? The Mashal is coming to teach us that really, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Toiv Umeitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does constant good. And if that's the case, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just help this person who needs and wants children, should have children? Says, Sayyidina Mefarshim explain. Sometimes you want to put on a lamp in your home. But if you're not going to have the wire put into the plug, put into the socket, into the electric socket, then it won't be able to give light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give toivah to the world. But not always do we have the lamp put into the socket. And if we don't have the wire put into the socket, then there can't be any light. What we need to do is make ourselves worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous rachmanis. How do we become worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous rachmanis? The way we become worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis is by davening. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings tefillah. So, and I saw a beautiful vart from the Zohar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the world should be full of Kedusha. What brings Kedusha to the world, explains the Zohar? Tefillah. And therefore, the Gemara is teaching us that the Asar, the Tefillah, is what makes the world have Kedusha. And a world of Kedusha is a wonderful world. Amar Avram Sar Tumta Mahaya. We weren't even able to determine if they were male or female. Shnemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hebitu atzar atzur chatzavtem v'al makves bor nekartem v'ksiv hebita avram avichem v'al sar talalechem. Look at your forefathers and see if they were able to even have children. Sari Menu. When we speak about Sari Menu, Islandus Heisa. She was an Islandus. Shenemar. But he Sara Kara, Ein Law Vlad. A Fila based Vlad, even a womb, Ein Law she didn't have. So the Yin Yaakov asked the question, if she was an Islandus, so why was she considered an Eishes Ish? Haven't we learned in our Masechta, asked the Yin Yaakov, that somebody who marries an islandess is considered an individual that the marriage is a mekach tos. So why over here is that not a consideration? So he answers a point that we've made many times in our Masechta, that even if somebody marries an islandess and there's a claim that it's a mekach tos, if the husband recognizes that his wife is an islandess and he still decides to remain with that wife, then we can't say then it's not, then the marriage is considered valid. Avraham Avinu recognized that she was an islandess, and even though he recognized she was an islandess, he remained with her, and that's why they were considered 100% married. This halacha of 10 years were in the earlier years, Shinashem Merubas, that they lived a long life. And therefore, even if they waited 10 years, they still will have children, and they didn't have children, and he'll marry somebody else, there'll still be plenty of opportunity to have children. Ava b'dar sachroinim, sheshneseim emotis, in later years, where we don't live so long, shtei shar memechtza, the amount of time to wait is 2.5 years, keneged shalosh shaburim, the time that she could have become pregnant 3 times. Each pregnancy is 9 months, 9 times 3 = 27. Rava Amarav Nachman Shalashanim Shalash Pekidus. We let 3 Rosh Hashanahs pass. Every year in Rosh Hashanah, each one of us, and certainly all women, are judged to see if they're going to have children. So we let them have 3 Rosh Hashanahs pass. Damara Mar, as we've learned, Rosh Hashanah Nifkadosar Rakalachanim Amarav Lesson Halakanani. All these rules are incorrect. Michti Mesnison, where do we learn about the rule of 10 years? In our Mishnah. And the question is, Man Tokin, who is the one that wrote the Mishnah? Rebbe, V'habimei David, and people stopped living so long already in the time of David HaMelech. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yemei Shneiseim Bem Shivim Shana. Even though, as Tosfos points out, this parak in Tehillim begins with the word Tefillah L'Moshe, it must be that David HaMelech was the one that wrote it. Because David HaMelech was the one that lived 70 years. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. And at that time, the people lived young, less, and still, the Mishnah, so certainly later in the time of the Mishnah, people weren't living that long, and still the Mishnah says that the time frame is 10 years. Says the Gemara, Vayshem Loi Zocha Bar Simenu, said we learned in our Mishnah that the reason they have to get divorced is because maybe, but he has to give the ksuba because maybe he can't have children with her. But ask the Gemara, why don't we say it the other way? Maybe she's the fault, says the Gemara, as we said before. There's no mitzvah puruvu on the woman. He's the one that has the mitzvah. So why would she be punished? It seems that it's his fault. Eini, says the Gemara, Vamalei Rav Barnelar of Abba Razavda, the Siv Itasa, get married, V'oyle B'nei, and have children. Vamalu Izakai, if I get remarried, he lost his wife, and they told him to get remarried, and maybe he'll have children. Says, I Zakai, Havalei Mikamaisa, if I would have been worthy to have children, I would have had children from my first wife. So we see that getting remarried doesn't help. So what's the point? Answers the Gemara, there was a whole different situation. Hosom, the Chuyim Kamatchel Rabbanan. There he was just really trying to push off those that were asking him to get married. The Rebbe Abba Bazavdi Ika Mi Pirkei Rav Huna. He became sterile by sitting in the shir of Rav Huna. And the halacha is that if somebody needs to urinate and doesn't urinate, that's how it becomes sterile. Rav Gidl Eikam Epikud Rav Huna, because Rav Gidl also became sterile from holding himself back by attending the shiur of Rav Huna. Rav Chalba Eikam Epikud Rav Huna, and Rav Shesh Yaakov Epikud Rav Huna, all of them, they gave this long shiurim, and by holding themselves back, that's became sterile. Says the Gemara, Rav Achba Yaakov, because he, Rav Achba Yaakov attended the shiur Rav Huna, Achde Sukunta, he got ill from holding himself back from urinating. Teluya, so what happened was when he got this disease, they hung him up by a tree, V'nafik Minei, and what it caused that should come out from Kahutsu Yarka, a yellowish pus, on Rav Achba Yaakov, Shitin Savim Havina. There were 60 Tamidim that learned in the shear of Rav Huna. The Kula Iakur Epirkid Rav Huna, they all became sterile because the shear took so long and they did not therefore go to the bathroom. Levar Mano, except for myself, the Kanban Avshoi, I was careful to remember what it says, HaChokhmat Tiyachia Bebeleo. He didn't hold himself back. He went to the bathroom. And the Ben Yoyada has a very interesting approach to this Gemara. He says, all the other Talmidim sat in front of Rav Huna during the shiur. And since they sat in front of Rav Huna during the shiur, they, even if they had to go to the bathroom, out of respect, they didn't go to the bathroom. Whereas he sat in the back of the room. And if he had to go to the bathroom, it wasn't disrespectful to go to the bathroom. And therefore, he did not get effective. We learned in the Mishnah, Girsha, if somebody divorced his wife with whom he didn't have children, and she went and she's allowed to marry a second man. So Mishnah seems to teach us, Shanian, she can marry a second husband, Shlishi Loi, but she can't marry a third husband. Says the Gemara Masnisamani, who is the Tanav Mishnah? Says the Gemara Rebbe, he is following the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, there's a Machlaikis regarding the halacha of Nesu Echa of Machmas Mila. If somebody's brothers die during the bris milah, at what point should you not do a bris milah on the next brother? So the Braisa says that mace mala harishiv v'mace, if the first son had a bris milah and he died, sheniu mace, and then the second brother had a bris milah and he died, shlish lo tamal divrei Rebbe. We see according to Rebbe, after two times there's already chazaka that we don't let him get bris milah. Shim Gamliel Aimer shlishi tamal, the third one should have a bris milah, reveal loy tamal, but not the fourth one. So we see we have a machlokes after how many times is the chazaka established. Our Mishnah is following the opinion that the chazaka is established after two times. Because, and says the Noida Behuda. So now we're learning this concept that after two times we have this concern. So what's going to be halacha, the subject of our Masechta? The subject of Al Masechta is Yibum. And if a woman was married to two men, and now the third, she's up for Yibum. So on one hand, as is the subject of Al Masechta, she's mechuyev to have meal, she's supposed to have Yibum. But on the other hand, she's a katlonis. So what's the halacha? So he says, it should be, based on our, so the answer would probably be, we can't bring a raya because Yibum is a mitzvah. But now, points out the Noida Behuda, that we see that that's not a consideration because Mila is also a mitzvah. And even though Mila is a mitzvah, we still say that if two brothers died, we shouldn't have a third Mila. So what's the halacha by Yibum? So he says that by a Yibum, by Mila, what happened here? These two brothers died during the time of a mitzvah. So we see that the mitzvah has not been able to protect them. By the woman whose two husbands passed away, and now her third husband, and now is a question, should she get married to a third husband in Yibum? She never got married to a man during the situation of Yibum, of a mitzvah. And therefore, the place can say, the Noida Behuda says, that she could have a Yibum. But now, the Gemara just said, Shlishi Tibum. And there's a machlokes hapoiskim. What does that mean? Does that mean that he should never have a bris because of this concern? Or does it mean that, as the Rambam says, he should not have a bris as a young baby but we should wait for him to grow up and get stronger, and then, of course, we should make a bris milah. And the Chasam Sofer suggests that, of course, when the child is older, we should make a bris milah. It's inconceivable, explains the Chasam Sofer, to leave a Jewish man his whole life without a bris milah. But ask the Gemara, V'tanya Ibcha, we learned in a brisa that have the opinions of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel reversed. So now ask the Gemara, Haimanayach Renaisa, which brisa was learned second that should be considered the proper version? Toshma, says the Gemara, Domer Rav Chibar, Abba Omer Rav Yochanan, Masaba Abba Alchias B'et Zipayri, there were four sisters in the city of Zipayra, Shemala Rishona Omeis, one did a bris milah on her son, then the Shnia did a bris milah on his son, Shlishis Omeis, Revius, Bas Lefnei Rav Shimon Gamliel, by the fourth sister having a son, and he says, V'amaloi Al Tamoili. So even we see from there that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the man Dama that says that three times is the Chazaka. Says the Gemara, why is that a compelling proof? Dama, the question was asked by the fourth sister, but possibly he asked Yishlishis, had the third sister come and ask the question, Nam Yehava Amalah. He would also have told her that don't do the bris milah. Says the Gemara, if that's shot in that Gemara, imkei ma'i sedusa d'Rav Chiya bar Abba. What's Rav Chiya bar Abba coming to teach us? He's not here just to tell us a story. There must be halacha. Says the Gemara, there is something to learn from here. The Dilma, what he was teaching us was, da'achis u'mechaskus. Maybe we would say that it doesn't count, that we develop a chazaka, that's in the same family. But here we're talking about sisters, so we're talking about cousins. That was the chiddush. In fact, says the Gemara, once that we've established this, Amar Rava, has the Amrit, achaskus machaskus, that sisters, what we see something in a family makes a difference, that's the halacha therefore is, la'yisa adam isha lo'y mashpachas nifchen, a person should not marry a woman from a family that suffers from epilepsy, v'lo'y mashpachas mitzroim, not a mashpacha that has mitzoras, but, who does chazak closes in me? But only if we see in that family that this pattern has been developed three times. And there's an interesting discussion I saw in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed, where there's somebody who has a brother who's a deaf mute. And the question is this girl obligated to tell a boy who she's meeting that she has such a brother? So he says that our Gemara was very clear, and so until it's chazik, tlos zimni. Until there's a real pattern that has been developed. If there's no pattern, that's the pattern that has been developed, there is no obligation. So he quotes that he quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev, who takes many considerations, says we have to look at all the considerations. If it's a situation that even though there's only maybe one family member who has this disease, but this one family member who has this disease is clearly an indication that this entire family has maybe something to worry about. So then Rabbi Yoshua says, you should say. But if unfortunately there's a family member who's not well, but that doesn't mean that in any way it's an indication that this is a situation with the entire family. Our Gemara says it has to be as chazik shloisha palmim, and otherwise we don't have that consideration. My havalah, what is the halacha? Is after two times, after three times? Says the Gemara, he also Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Omer of the havakamei the Rabbi Yochanan. There was an episode by Rabbi Yochanan bekish to the mine in the shul mine b'yom kippurim shchalius b'shabbes umala rishayin of a mace. The first son had a bris milah and he died. Shni a mace. Hashlishi balafanav, they came the third son for bris mil, amal al-chir meili. So, go make a bris. Amal abayit, so abayit satrav yitzchak, chazei the kashar sasura. What you're doing is wrong. Because making a bris, Shabbos, making a bris from Kippur, really should be considered chil Shabbos. Really should be considered chil Yom Kippur. Why are we allowed to do it? Because there's an obligation to do a bris. But here, there's no obligation to do a bris, so it's just Chil Shabbos. And the Sakanta, not only that, by making this bris, you're putting the child into danger. Some Chalabaya, and Baya said that that we could do the bris. Vazam nizba lahuma bar to the isi bereder of Yitzchak bereder of Yehuda. The nas berachba dechem b'disa. He married a woman who was married to somebody. V'shachiv and her husband died. Rav Yitzchak bereder of Archana v'shachiv, and then she married another husband. Nas behu, and he married her v'shachiv, and he passed away. And therefore, he said that after two times, it's not yet a chazaka. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rava, Umi ikad of the nafsh kahai, does somebody treat himself in such a fashion? V'yu the Amar, Avin the Samcha, what that he said that you could rely there, Rabbi Yochanan said that, Yitzchak Samcha, Labas Samcha. He's not a person we could rely on. Avin yeshna b'chazara, Avin, who was all the time in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and if Rabbi Yochanan would have said something, he would have known about it. Yitzchak Simcha, but what Yitzchak Simcha wasn't by Rabbi Yochanan, and it could be that Rabbi Yochanan retracted and he wasn't aware of it. Void, aim at the pligi. When do we have a machlaikas if we wait two times or three times? Linya migli. Minasuin mi pligi. Is there a machlaikas? Says the Gemara in. There's a machlaikas even regarding getting married. Vatanya. And in fact, we learned so in the Brisa, Nisus Larisha Vemes. If somebody married a husband, he passed away. Lashani Vemes, and then he married another husband and he passed away. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lashlish Tanase, she may marry a third husband. Ravi Eloi Tanase. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Agamah Mila, by Mila we understand why we don't let the bris after two or three times, because Ika Mishpacha the Rafi Dama. The fact that all these children are dying by the bris mila is an indication that this is a family that's suffering from hemophiliacs, and that's why we shouldn't make a bris. Vika mishpachas tekamadama, and therefore these blood diseases prevent one from doing a bris. Al nasul maitama. Why, if somebody got married once or twice, don't we let them get remarried? Amalei Reb Motchel Ravashi, Hochi Omer Avimi Migrunim Shmeid Rav Huna, Mayin Goyrim. That sometimes when you have relations with a woman, that relations could cause death. Ravashi Amar Mazel Goyrim. Sometimes a woman brings bad mazel. My Benayu, says the Gemara, Ika Benayu de Irsa, Umis, that somebody only had Erisin and he died. So if the issue is Mayon Goyrim, there's no Mayon Goyrim. They didn't have relations. They only had Erisin. If the issue is mazel, so then, of course, they consider husband and wife. Inami, the Nofel Midikla, that the husband fell off a tree. If what's going to say, if the reason is Mayon, falling off a tree is not connected to that in any way. If it's mazel, then it's a whole different situation. Amalei Rav Yosef Bered the Rav Rabba. By my name Rav Yosef, Allah Rebbe, is the Alocha like Rebbe, after two times, Vamalei in. Then he asked him, Allah Rav Shimon Gamaliel, that we wait three times, Amalei in. Says, so he said to him, Achuche Chachboy, here you say it's two times, so you say it's three times. Says the Mar Amalei, Loi Stamoihi. There are many Mishnayis that say different things. Sometimes the Mishnayis seem to indicate that a chazak is established with two times. And sometimes the Mishnayis seems to say that a chazak is only established by three times. Pashalon. And therefore, Rav Yosef said, Nesuin, we say two times. Malchus, when it comes to Malchus, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow Shir, the halach is like Rebbe, that a chazak is established with two times. Vestas, but when we speak about Vestas, all concepts that we will be discussing, or Shuramud, there we say Chazak is established, Krav Shimon Gamaliel, the Chazak is established three times. So we've been learning in a Gemara, the one should not get married to a woman who two of her husbands died. So too I saw, the Chassam Sofer says, that if a woman nursed her children, and after, says the Chassam Sofer, the children were nursed three times and they all passed away, we have to be concerned that this woman's milk is poisonous and we should not allow any more children that this woman has to nurse. But the Paiskim discuss this question, what is the halacha? Under what circumstances may a woman never get remarried? So they say, certainly, if a woman's husbands died as old men, And there's a very interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim. What is the definition old? 70, 80. So then we don't have to be concerned, because a person that husband died at an old age, that is, he died because of that, and that's why we don't have to be consideration. Others say a consideration, as he was saying, Mazla Goyrim. Mazla Goyrim is that the woman depends on the husband for panasa. But if you have an independently wealthy woman, then the halacha is that it may be different. The Masham suggests that if this entire consideration is only if they weren't married for a long time. But if a couple was married for a long time, so it's obvious that it's, our Gemara just said, that it's not the Mayim Goyrim, or not the Mazel Goyrim. Because if that would have been the reason, then why were they married, Baruch Shem, for a long time? Another consideration that the Paiskim say is if the husband is a Talmud Chacham, there's a special protection for Talmid Chachamim, and maybe that's why we need not be concerned. Another point that I saw the Paiskim bring is if the husband is a Kohen, it may be different also. Because we know that the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the family of Eli HaKohen, that the members of the family of Eli HaKohen will pass away young. So the Paiskim therefore say that if the husband's a Kohen, maybe he comes from that family, and that's why he didn't survive. And therefore we should not be so strict on not allowing his wife to get remarried. The main thing is that everybody should be healthy and have long and healthy and productive years.